You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is facing criticism from climate groups for its new economic modelling to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The plan suggests that 40% of the reduction will come through investment in new technology. But some climate scientists are saying the technology has not yet been proven to be effective and that the report is light on detail. It comes as Australia has been named the colossal fossil of the Glasgow Climate Conference among activists for its ongoing support of the fossil fuel industry. Climate Council senior researcher Tim Baxter says Australia deserves the negative publicity.
Of course, it's an embarrassment for Australia. Unfortunately, it's hardly surprising. When you put it in the context of Australia's climate performance over time, the near total lack of any serious climate policy from the country, one of the world's biggest emitters, it's not really surprising at all.
The report assumes emissions will be reduced by a carbon price that won't be charged by the government. Mr. Baxter says this suggests that companies and consumers will impose this charge on themselves.
This whole report was predicated on the idea of proving that the federal government's current do-nothing approach was adequate. That includes, you know, assuming that companies will step up without any leadership from the federal government. That assumes that the government's, you know, pet technologies that it has chosen are adequate to get us there. That assumes that companies will voluntarily start buying offsets, not with any direction from the federal government, but just out of the goodness of their heart. While companies are stepping up in the absence of federal leadership, what the companies in Australia need in order to realise the opportunities of decarbonisation is a really clear steer from the federal government, and that's just absent here.
Climate scientists at the University of Melbourne, Associate Professor Malte Meinshausen, agrees asking companies to voluntarily impose a carbon price on themselves is inadequate.
Yeah, the Australian base seems to be continue as much to emit as you would normally do, and then do some accounting tricks to appear to reduce emissions. But most strikingly, even that plan, even that modelling does not go to net zero.
In fact, the modelling reveals a 15% gap in getting to the net zero target. And it's assuming technologies that don't even exist as yet will get Australia there. The federal government has pushed back on the criticism, with Finance Minister Simon Birmingham saying Australia is one of the few countries in the world to explain how it will get to net zero.
We know it's not easy, and we're clear in the principles that will guide us there. Our principles being that we will invest in technology, create incentives, and drive change through establishing more choice for Australian businesses and consumers, and creating more opportunities for other countries in the world to adopt more cost-effective technologies.
And opposition leader Anthony Albanese has accused the government of hiding from scrutiny by releasing the information late on Friday afternoon.
What politicians normally will do, if they're proud of their work, if there's rigour in the work, is release information to journalists and allow them to ask questions. What we had here was a series of press conferences from the Prime Minister and from Angus Taylor, and then after the press conferences were over, a release of the modelling without proper scrutiny.
All eyes are now on Labor, which has promised to reveal its alternative climate policy after the Glasgow summit. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.